As we continue our Leadership Through Partnership program, we bring in a man who is very familiar with this fine facility, which I am in right now. He is a season ticket holder for the Lake Erie Crushers, but you know him as the Commissioner Matt Lundy. Commissioner Lundy, thank you so much for joining us. How are you?
Yeah, I'm doing well, Bull. I'll be a lot better if we can beat up on Schaumburg tonight.
Yeah, you have any secrets in your back pocket? I mean, holy cow, this has been a tough series.
Yeah, it's been a real tough series. But it seems like they've got our number so far. But I'm confident. Hopefully, we'll be able to pull this one out tonight.
Let's hope so. Well, you were here on Sunday, were you not? I looked down at the concourse and I thought I saw you walking around and having a good old time because that game, the Crushers won.
Yeah, you know, my wife and I did not make Sunday's game, so maybe it was someone who looked like me, but we didn't make Sunday's game. But we've been in the past couple games here, and certainly hoping we can get off to a good start. That trailing early by 7 runs certainly didn't help the other night, but they'll pull it together. They've got a good team this year, and anybody who hasn't made a game, I hope they come out. It's good family entertainment.
Did you come out on Saturday when Hafter was out here?
On Saturday, actually, I had a community event. My wife did make it, though. She said it was great, and I've heard nothing but great reviews about Travis and being so patient and just great with everybody. And I understand everybody was very happy and had a long line. I think my wife said the longest line she's ever seen there at the game with people lining up for autographs.
Yeah, he was here for a long time. As a matter of fact, we had Tom Kramig on with us on the show yesterday, and he mentioned that Hafter was one of the last guys out of the ballpark that night because he saved the sign
right.
So many autographs. So it was a really awesome time.
Very class guy.
That was last Saturday. This Saturday, obviously, very exciting times. The grand opening of the brand-new courthouse in downtown Elyria, or I guess the refurbished courthouse in downtown Elyria. Mm-hmm. Very exciting times. Tell us all about what's going on this Saturday, because it's not just the reopening, but you guys have a lot of things involved, a lot of cool ceremonies involved, too. What's going on this Saturday?
Yeah, it's the rededication of the Lorain County Courthouse. I mean, this courthouse dates all the way back to 1880s, and we've gone through a lot of renovations with the courthouse. I think when people think about Lorain County, I believe that in most cases they think about the Lorain Lighthouse. I think often they'll think about the Basketball Bridge, but then also the county courthouse. And so we're thrilled we've been able to make a lot of improvements to the building that, as I said, dates back to 1880, and everything from waterproofing, cleaning that sandstone, that beautiful sandstone facade there, repairs to the roof. Of course, nowadays, we had to make that building to be ADA compliant, upgraded with heating and air and temperature controls and lighting, a new security system, new elevator, all kinds of things. And so our probation department is going to be operating out of there, so it's going to have a good government function and good government use, and it will be open for tours on Saturday, and I can kind of run you through the program if you want to know a little bit more about that.
Sure, yeah, let's run through that program, absolutely, because I know having walked by there a couple of days, I see people casually strolling by, obviously very curious as to what's going on with it, seeing all the construction that's gone on for a while now, people obviously very, very intrigued as to when that's going to open up. That's obviously going to be this Saturday, but what all is involved with this program, this whole ceremony, the whole day of events?
Sure, well, we really want to encourage the families of Lorain County to come on down, bring your kids down, your grandparents, bring the grandkids down. We're going to be serving up hot dogs and pizza and beverages. There's also going to be face painting for the kids and games for the kids. We'll have the LCT trolley rides, and we're also going to have the band playing. Judge Ray Yours is one of the featured singers of the band Swing City Big Band, and they've got a great following, and they're an awesome band. I've heard them play. That'll all begin at 5:30. So from 5:30 up until 7 o'clock, those activities will be going on, along with tours of the historic courthouse and it's before we rededicate it. And then the rededication ceremony actually starts at 7 o'clock. The first thing we'll do is we'll rededicate the courthouse. Then at a little bit after 8 o'clock, we will rededicate the World War II Memorial, which a lot of folks here in Lorain County may not be aware, because that memorial was actually covered with some bushes and trees, and it was really hard to tell it was there. But now that we've cleared things, we've done some really nice landscaping. You can actually see it, a beautiful marble memorial in memory of those who died in World War II in Lorain County. And we'll be rededicating that. Also, being a big labor county, we have a workers' memorial that is also adjacent to the courthouse. We've also cleaned that up, done some landscaping around there. We have a workers' memorial dedication that will take place around 8:30. And then we will actually, at 9 o'clock, we will have the dedication of the police and fire memorial. And that's the new county law enforcement and fire EMS memorial. And we will also have what's called a parade of lights, where all the police departments, fire departments will have vehicles. Those lights will be going off as they circle around the square there, around the memorial, to remember all those who, those brave souls who died in the line of duty, our hometown heroes. And then right after that concludes, we are going to light the courthouse. We've actually put a lot of exterior lighting on the courthouse, so the courthouse will be lit. And also, we put together a lighting package so that for different events that take place throughout the course of the year, we can light the courthouse in some designated colors.
Wow. Sounds like a very busy Saturday lined up for you guys. No question about that. Again, Commissioner Matt Lundy joining us here on our Leadership Through Partnership program here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. And, you know, I want to get back to some of the elements. You mentioned a lot of updates to the new courthouse. And was this more of an idea of just trying to update it and keep it up to code and really kind of update the facilities? Or are there going to be a lot of brand new elements in the clubhouse, or I should say in the courthouse, that weren't there before?
Certainly the courthouse, you know, the interior has changed over the years, over the decades. And in fact, I think it's important for people to know there were actually, in some of the historic documents we found, there were periods of time during the 1940s and 50s, and even I think as recent as the 70s, where there was some talk of maybe, you know, the courthouse no longer being there. And so the important thing is that, you know, we're saving and preserving the courthouse, but primarily with adult probation, a lot of offices inside, but a lot of the historic pieces in that building, or historic character, I guess I should say, has certainly changed over the years. You know, we try to keep some elements of it. I think we still got the historic stairwell or stairway that is there. There's also some woodwork that you can still see from the original structure, but none of the original courtrooms are still in there. But I think folks will enjoy seeing that. This courthouse has a lot of history. As I said, it dates back to 1880, and the architect who actually designed this courthouse was very well known for designing a lot of state buildings when he was living between 1818 and 1908. In fact, the state capitol, I believe, in Michigan, the Michigan state capitol was one that he actually designed. We won't hold that against him all these years later, but but he also designed the state capitol in Texas, which at the time, because of its design and everything, and I think maybe even to today, unless something has changed with the height of the U.S. capitol in Washington, but I think at that time, the height of that capitol was even higher than U.S. Capitol in Washington. But I think what's interesting to point out is when it was built, stop and think about it, Leary had a population of just under 5,000 people, and now it's over 50,000. And the county itself only had a population of 35,000, and now we have a population of over 306,000 residents. And supposedly the price tag for the county courthouse at that time, the total cost was somewhere around $200,000, which, you know, that was a lot of money in that day and age.
Commissioner Lundy, as you talk about the history of this courthouse here in downtown Elyria for Lorain County, and being a Lorain County commissioner, has it sunk in kind of that you guys, after all this time, the money that you guys have put into it, finally these repairs are complete, you're about to rededicate this thing? Have you stood back, just taken a look at this, and kind of been in awe of everything? Because like you just mentioned there, I mean, the courthouse means a lot to a community. It's sort of their identity.
Well, it is part of the county's identity and the community's identity. And I think the important thing to stress is that anytime you try to work with a historic structure, you try to work with an old structure, You know, you run into lots of things that you didn't know were there or things that need to be upgraded. You know, so, and that's this case was no different. I know when I worked for the city of Elyria, when we worked on renovating some of the older buildings and then had the new city hall addition added to that, where we had to change, you know, the floors and the utilities and everything inside those buildings. You know, it can sometimes be, you know, quite expensive because there's a lot of things you don't see. But with an older building, that's what happens. It's not like it's new construction. So, but if you want to preserve the past, you got to be willing to make that investment. And I will tell you, our commitment was to make the investment so that it was a functioning building for government, which it will be, and also to make sure that we did it right, to make sure that it's built in such a way that there is some room for expansion in there. At the same time, make the changes that need to be made so that this is a building that will, you know, be intact and well serve the taxpayers for at least another 50 years.
Lorain County Commissioner Matt Lundy joining us here on Bullseye on the Afternoon on our Leadership Through Partnership program. I have to ask this question. I hope it's a question that you don't have to answer on Saturday, but in the baseball world, they ask us this question all the time. You guys have a lot of really cool events planned. You went through that program before. What happens if it rains on Saturday? And again, I hope that's a question you don't have to answer in 2 days, but I know that's a question that's going to pop up.
Yeah, I know. And then, you know, that's something that we're hoping that the weather gods will cooperate with us. But, you know, I know that right now the weather's not looking great. However, the latest I checked, it seemed like maybe most of the rain will be in the morning and maybe early afternoon hours. So maybe we'll get a break there in the evening. I mean, we will have some, you know, there will be some tents that will be available. You know, we're certainly hoping that the weather cooperates with us and that the worst of it goes by earlier in the day. And if we do have any issues with the rain, that they are scattered in nature. You know, there will be some tents available, but this is really planned to be an outdoor event. And we'll try to move the program, and, you know, as quickly as we can to get things in if we have to play within a, you know, a window where the weather cooperates for us. But, I can't believe unless we're going to be building an ark on Saturday that it's going to be raining the whole time all day on Saturday. So I think we'll probably get some typical summer weather where we get, you know, a shot of rain that comes through, then it stops, and then a shot of rain that comes through. And so I think a lot of it's going to come down to the timing. But so, we're relying very heavily on good weather to get us through the event.
Well, no doubt about that. And as you said, Commissioner Lundy, it's an outdoor event, and I think the lighting is going to be something really, really cool, and I think one of the things people really want to see. And that's not to say that this won't go down even if it does rain, because, I mean, people are going to come indoors. They're going to go take tours of the courthouse, too. So I think one way or the other, this thing's going down. And, look, I've actually got to participate in the Cleveland Sports Legends softball game out here in Avon on Saturday. So I'm with you, so I'm hopeful that the rain holds off. You have an anti-rain dance in your back pocket you could do?
Yeah, and I wish I did. I remember a couple of years ago, it seemed like every time Corey Kluber stepped out to the mound, it was raining. So the Indians must have found out something, because it doesn't rain every time Corey Kluber goes to the mound anymore. In fact, yesterday I thought for sure it was going to rain, and it didn't rain. But, I wish I had a weather doctor I could pull out of a hat and make sure that we had good weather. But I talked to Tom. I know Tom wants to make sure everything goes well with his Legends game on Saturday as well, too. So everybody's kind of hoping the weather will cooperate. Hopefully the worst of it will get out of the way in the early part of the day. And worst case scenario, maybe just some scattered showers come through in the evening.
Well, that's okay. In the event of those scattered showers, we advise folks to bring umbrellas down to the courthouse on Saturday just in case you face some challenging weather, no doubt about that. But it sounds like this is going to be a lot of fun, Commissioner Lundy. I think the lighting sounds like it's going to be a really cool part of this whole process.
Right. Well, bring an appetite, because I got to tell you what, we're going to have enough hot dogs to feed an army and pizza and stuff. So bring the kids down and bring the family down, come with an appetite, and enjoy some of the food, enjoy the music, face painting, the games, I think it's really great for the kids to be able to experience a truly historic day in Lorain County history.
No question about that. Well, Commissioner Lundy, we always appreciate the time. Always love having you on the show. Will I see you out here in Avon tonight?
My brother came in from out of town, and I know he's interested in going to the game, so our plan is to be over there, and even better, to bring home a Crushers victory tonight.
Great stuff. Well, we will definitely see you out here in just a few hours. Again, thank you so much for joining us, Commissioner Lundy, and let's knock on wood and let's hope that the rain comes in the morning on Saturday and not in the evening time, so that both the all the festivities down at the courthouse go down without a hitch and everything here at Avon goes down without a hitch also on Saturday night.
I agree. All I can say to that is amen.
That sounds great. Thank you, Commissioner Lundy.
Okay.
That's Commissioner Matt Lundy joining us here on Bullseye on the Afternoon on our Leadership Through Partnership program.